Charlotte City Council members Monday night are expected to vote on proposed changes to the city's noise ordinance. WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
Charlotte's current noise ordinance was approved 8 years ago. It makes it illegal to intentionally create what the measure calls unreasonably loud and disturbing noise in the city. Proposed changes to the ordinance would make the rules more specific. The amendment, up for a vote tonight, would create noise buffers of 200 feet around schools, houses of worship, or medical facilities when they are open. The proposed revisions specifically prohibit producing amplified sound so loud that it disturbs activities within those buildings. The effort to tighten Charlotte's noise ordinance follows years of controversy over loud protest by anti-abortion activists outside an East Charlotte women's clinic. City Councilmember Justin Harlow said in April he supports the 200-feet buffer zones, adding that the issue goes beyond the politically charged conversation about abortion.
We want to make sure that people have a reasonable expectation to noise while not limiting any speech.
Anti-abortion activist Daniel Parks said he regularly demonstrates outside a preferred women's health center on Latrobe Drive. He feels the proposed revisions violate the free speech rights of protesters.
It does no good for the city to say, well, you guys can say what you want, but we're gonna block it so it can't be heard.
The amendment also includes language aimed at controlling noise around construction sites in Charlotte. Those designated as chronic noise producers could be required to work with the city to develop a noise management plan. The proposal also spells out higher fines for multiple offenses of the city's noise ordinance. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.